Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. Today, I want to talk about something that we don't always give ourselves enough space to explore, and that is triggers. And what I'm sharing today isn't about spiraling into overanalysis. Today, I'm talking about quick, powerful self-awareness, because sometimes your next breakthrough is hiding in that tiny ping of jealousy or comparison you felt while scrolling on Instagram or TikTok or wherever. So here's what happened. A couple of weeks ago, I was scrolling on Instagram. Now, my feed is filled with people who genuinely inspire me. I don't stick around for content that drains me or makes me feel small in any way. So usually I'm getting outfit inspiration or sending and laughing at memes, workout tips, whatever. Lots of saving recipes that I'll probably never make. That's a lie. Sometimes I do make them, but anyways. So back to the story. I was scrolling one day and I came across someone having this massive, exciting new chapter that they stepped into. It was beautiful, aligned, a really big moment for them. And then, ping, a little flicker of envy. But here's the thing that really surprised me. I didn't even really want what they had. Not really, but still, something was activated. So instead of going into shame, because I genuinely felt so excited for them and I look forward to seeing all the amazing things they do, because like I said, it's so exciting. I truly just love seeing people do amazing things. But instead of shame, I thought, oh, what is this feeling trying to show me? Because underneath jealousy is often just desire in disguise. So in that moment, I realized this wasn't about that thing. It was about the freedom I saw in it, the ability to decide on something and just do it. But I'm a mom and my days don't always feel like that. And for a second, I felt like that freedom was unavailable to me. And then I remembered, I get to choose the version of freedom that works for me. So I got present. I turned into the moment and let myself get excited again, not just about where I'm going, but about where I already am. And that's when the shift happened. It took less than 10 minutes. There was no big journaling session. It was literally like, bam, bam, bam. I'm so wired to flip the script and explore. So it happens so quickly. I go through the process. I'm in the present and automatically I'm feeling really good again. Just awareness and a decision to get back in alignment with my vision. And that's exactly what I did. I do this dreaming big exercise with clients. So I went back to that because it's been over a year since I did it myself. And it's so fun and it felt really expansive. So a couple of takeaways that I want you to hear is one, turning envy into inspiration. And two, inner work doesn't have to take hours. Sometimes it's just one question. What is this trigger trying to show me? Because every trigger is a clue. It's a compass. It's pointing you somewhere. And when you use it as information and not evidence that you're behind and no shame, it becomes so powerful. Here's an example. Your coworker gets promoted and you smile, but later you're a little resentful if you're being honest. They're doing great, but so am I. So why wasn't I considered? Maybe it's a sign that you're ready to grow, but you haven't advocated for yourself. Or you've been over-delivering and under-recognized, and it's time to have a real conversation and kind of explore that. You see someone post about a 10K, 20K, 30K month, whatever it is, in their business, and you feel irritated. Like, good for them, but I've been grinding and not even close. Maybe the jealousy is pointing to a desire for ease, overflow, or recognition. It could also be a sign that your inner ceiling, your set point, may need an upgrade. Or you see a friend posting from Bali while you're stuck at your desk. Must be nice. Maybe it's not about the destination. Maybe you're craving freedom, adventure, or just a break. And so ask yourself, what does my version of freedom look like? Okay, so I want to wrap this up with triggers aren't roadblocks. They often reveal so much. If someone is doing something or you see something and you have that ping of envy or jealousy, there's no shame at all. What is that trying to tell you about the desires that you have for yourself? If this episode sparked something in you, imagine what 30 days inside the Ease and Abundance Reset could do. That's four modules that you chip away at over 30 days. It's completely self-paced, and it's designed to help you step into the version of you who already has it. Whether that's overflow in your bank account, your relationships, your energy, your sense of purpose. Vacations don't rewire your nervous system, as lovely as they are. Podcasts don't shift your identity. But inside the reset, you'll get the tools to regulate your nervous system, reprogram your subconscious, and create a new baseline of safety, ease, and expansion. No surface level hacks. No more surviving your way to success. Just transformation rooted in alignment, not hustle. So tap the link in the show notes to explore the Reset program. I hope you have a beautiful day. See you next time. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.